Upon passing, when a bhikkhu or a arhat passes, is there a process for that passing, or is it strictly according to the meditative attainments that one goes from one life to the next? Or is there some description of it in the suttas?
There is no description of it in the suttas. Say, like of an arhant or an awakened being, then it is a transition into full release, in that sense and that's where this whole aspect of nirodha, cessation, it's like or non-manifesting, non-identifying with. You start the language is kind of can come up to the door and you can't, language doesn't really get you through that, but in terms of the, say, like an ordinary person, then it would be the strength of the karmic force of the within the mind taking one to a place of whatever peace, clarity.
So there's no advice to rest in meditation in the dying process.
There's no advice, but the Buddha is saying, I mean, that's what we should be doing all the time. Because you're basically, each moment should be a rehearsal of dying, really, and the Buddha is quite explicit with that, in that sense of the contemplation of dying is a momentary and because death can come at any time, and to be able to establish awareness and mindfulness, even as one breathes in, breathes out. That's the amount of time that you've got. Because either the Buddha said, for the time it takes to breathe in before you breathe out, your death can come in that time, or you can swallow one mouthful of food, which is about what it takes for, like, a major aneurysm or a stroke.